Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Solana City Council appointed applicant Chera Wackler to City Council seat F, left vacant by a newly elected House Representative Justin Ruffridge. Chera Wackler received 3 of 5 votes from the council. Julie Kincaid received 2 votes. Wackler was then unanimously approved by the Solana City Council to fill seat F. Solana City Clerk Johnny Blankenship read the vote.
Mr. Mayor, I have 2 votes for Julie Kincaid and 3 votes for Chera Wackler.
The council reviewed 4 applicants that met the requirements specified under city code and state statutes to serve as a member of the city council. The applicants were Julie Kincaid, Larry Opperman, Donica Nash, and Chera Wackler. Wackler explained her desire to work on the council.
There are so many aspects of what the municipal government does that go on unnoticed by the community at large. Not everyone realizes that the plants don't get watered on their own, and the projects that enrich their lives, like sewage treatment upgrades, sidewalk plowing, music in the park, would not be possible without the many hours doing that boring stuff, like appropriating funds and seconding motions.
Wackler also expressed her opinion and vision of Soldotna.
Over the course of the last 30 years, it has quickly become the hub of commerce. Everyone on the Kenai Peninsula comes to Soldotna to work, shop, and play. There's a great responsibility placed on the Soldotna City Council members to give rules and help Soldotna not only provide adequate services, but to enrich the lives of the residents of the whole Kenai Peninsula.
Wackler was administered the oath of office and took her seat as Soldotna City Council seat F representative. Wackler will serve for a partial term ending on October 15th, 2023. The Kenai Recreation Center Improvement Project will receive supplemental funding through the Kenai City Ordinance 3330-2022, with the Kenai City Council Ordinance enacting an increase of estimated revenues and appropriating the General and Recreation Center Improvement Capital Project Funds. Members of the council were in support in enacting Ordinance Number 3330-2022. However, some discussed the additional funding that could be needed in the future and questioned if the same support would have been shown. The ordinance will allow the facility's roof, which is actively leaking in several locations, to be replaced, extending the life of the facility, and the replacement of multiple failed and end-of-useful-life HVAC units will assist with the long-term safeguard in the maintenance of the facility and address some code issues. The following budget revision is authorized: general funds of $210,000, increase appropriations, Kenai Rec Center Improvement Project, $210,000. The Kenai Recreation Center is a facility that is extensively and heavily utilized, according to statistics provided by the Kenai City Manager, Paul Ostrander. Paul Ostrander elaborated on maintenance needs and future considerations.
These structures that are reaching 40 years old, they're not inexpensive to fix. I do believe and agree that the work that we're proposing to do has to be done to save the facility. I mean, doing the roof, we already have active leaks over there. Numerous air handling HVAC type equipment is failing or about to fail. And whether we keep the building or sell the building, I think you would have to do that. I wanted to make a point about the additional $1 million because we are not addressing a lot of interior items with this project.
Ostrander listed interior items including water heaters, locker rooms, flooring, refinishing gym floor, and other items that need to be addressed. City Council member Tia Winger voiced concern over continued expenditures on a 40-year-old building.
At this point, we're at a pivotal point with this facility that we need to look at. Do we continue to put $2.5 million into a building that may not have the value? So I think that this is a decision for the people, and the people have to decide if they want us sticking $2.5 million into this 40-year-old building.
Other stories from Thursday include the statewide esports tournament registration opening for across the state and hazardous waste collection today happening at the Central Peninsula Landfill. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.